Welcome to Curie, the podcast that brings healthcare professionals the insights they need to stay informed about the policies shaping global and local health. I'm Matt, your host. Today, we're diving into a decision with far-reaching implications, the potential withdrawal of the United States from the World Health Organization, or WHO. Imagine a world where the U.S. no longer has a seat at the global table when a pandemic begins to brew. What happens when losing access to critical disease surveillance and vaccine development data leaves your patients and your practice more vulnerable? Today, we'll explore the implications of this decision on global health, U.S. leadership, and what it means for healthcare professionals like you. Let's start by understanding the basics. What's behind this decision and what's at stake for public health? The U.S. has long been the largest donor to the WHO, contributing nearly $1.3 billion in the 2022-2023 funding cycle, about 19% of the organization's total budget. These funds support global vaccination programs, disease surveillance, and emergency preparedness efforts. However, former President Donald Trump, during his administration, cited unfair financial contributions, mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic, and a perceived political bias within the WHO as reasons for pulling out. Dr. Lawrence Gostin, a global health law expert, described the move as a grievous wound to world health, but an even deeper wound to the U.S. The decision leaves the country isolated in a time when global unity is more critical than ever for fighting infectious diseases. And the question many experts are asking is, what happens next to withdrawal? The U.S. must provide a year's notice and settle its financial obligations. But the impact of leaving starts well before that process is complete. So what does this mean for healthcare professionals? First and foremost, it's about access to information. The WHO is a global hub for real-time disease surveillance. Its database helps track emerging threats like new influenza strains, which are crucial for developing vaccines. Without access, U.S. vaccine production could face delays or mismatches, leading to greater risks for patients. Dr. Ashish Jha, former White House COVID-19 response coordinator, put it bluntly, "The U.S. withdrawal from the WHO makes Americans and the world less safe." Consider this. Approximately 30,000 Americans die annually from flu complications. Without WHO-coordinated vaccine data, that toll could rise significantly. Beyond influenza, programs targeting malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV/AIDS in underserved regions could falter, increasing the risk of these diseases spreading globally and potentially back to the U.S. The WHO also plays a critical role in coordinating global vaccine distribution. Imagine the next pandemic. Without the infrastructure of the WHO, the U.S. might struggle to secure and deliver vaccines, leaving healthcare professionals on the front lines without the tools they need to protect their patients. The implications extend far beyond healthcare. By stepping away, the U.S. creates a leadership vacuum in global health policy. Experts warn that countries like China could step in to fill that void, shifting priorities away from U.S. interests. Dr. Michael Osterholm from the University of Minnesota cautioned, "If we are not supporting the WHO, wait to see how the Russians and the Chinese will. They will fill in behind us." This isolation also weakens public health diplomacy. The WHO has been a platform for collaboration, bringing nations together to tackle challenges like smallpox eradication and polio elimination. Without that collaborative framework, the U.S. risks losing its ability to build coalitions and respond effectively to global health crises. Critics of the WHO point to inefficiencies, bureaucratic hurdles, and slow vaccine approval processes as reasons for reform. Dr. Paul Spiegel from Johns Hopkins acknowledged, "The WHO can be improved. There are inefficiencies, like with all organizations, but pulling funding," he argues, "hinders reform rather than driving it." By removing the huge amount of money that the U.S. gives, you're not allowing the WHO to make reforms. You're hobbling it. Reform within the WHO requires active participation and leadership, something the U.S. has historically provided. Leaving the organization not only weakens the WHO, but also reduces the ability of healthcare professionals to advocate for better systems and tools. As healthcare professionals know, health knows no borders. Diseases spread globally, pandemics escalate rapidly, and climate change is increasing the frequency of novel diseases. The WHO is more than just a health organization. It's an essential safety net that connects countries, enabling them to share data, resources, and strategies. Without U.S. membership, the WHO would lose critical ties to agencies like the CDC, which provides technical expertise and funding for programs in low-resource settings. Dr. Tom Frieden, former CDC director, explained that the WHO is a network that protects countries from outbreaks. Removing ourselves from that network makes the U.S. and the world less safe. The U.S. withdrawal from the WHO is more than a political headline. It's a decision that reshapes how we respond to global health challenges. From vaccine development to public health diplomacy, the implications are profound. For healthcare professionals, the question is clear. Can we afford to go it alone in an increasingly interconnected world? Thank you for joining me today on Curie. If you found this episode insightful, there's much more to explore on the Curie app. Download it today to access exclusive episodes, in-depth discussions, and the tools you need to stay informed. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep connecting.